KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, today's the final day of the girls' state softball championships in Fort Dodge. Yesterday in the semifinals, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's beating Charter Oak Ute in 8 innings, 2-1, and Earlham over Don Bosco 3-0 in Class 1A. In 2A, Des Moines Christian beating Durant 4-0, while Trainer squeaked across a run in the top of the 9th inning to post a 3-2 win over Sumner Fredericksburg. That winning run coming on a wild pitch in the 9th. In 3A, a couple of 1-0 games, Solon beat Esterville Lincoln Central and Ballard topping Bondurant for In 4A, it was Indianola over Clear Creek Amana in an upset, 3-0, while Dallas Center Grimes shut out Washington 2-0. In 5A, Ankeny beat Iowa City West 4-0, and Des Moines East a 6-5 winner over Pleasant Valley. Now, the finals today look like this. In Class 1A, third place game is at 9:30 this morning. Charter Oak Ute facing Don Bosco. The championship game in 1A starts at 10 this morning with Martinsdale St. Mary's facing Earlham. In Class 2A, the third place game set to go at 11:30 with Durant facing Sumner Fredericksburg. The 2A championship game is set for 2:15 this afternoon as Des Moines Christian will play Trainer. In Class 3A, the third-place game starts at 1:30 today with Esterville-Lincoln Central playing Bondurant-Farrar. The championship in 3A has Solon facing Ballard. That game goes at 2:30. At 3:30 this afternoon, it's the Class 4A third-place game, Clear Creek-Amana facing Washington. The championship game is at 4:45. Indianola will face Dallas Center Grimes. And then at 5:30 this afternoon, it'll be the 5A third-place game, Iowa City West playing Pleasant Valley. The championship game in Class 5A comes up at 7 o'clock tonight with Ankeny facing Des Moines East. All those games at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. Now, while the girls' state softball season coming to a close today with the finals, the boys' state baseball tournament just getting underway tonight. Class 2A quarterfinals set for today and tomorrow at Principal Park in Des Moines. In Class 2A quarterfinal round play tonight, Dyersville-Beckman Catholic will start the tournament against West Branch in a 6 o'clock matchup. At 8 o'clock tonight, it's Kemper Catholic facing off against Ogden in first round action. Now, the quarterfinals in Class 2A will continue Saturday with Davis County facing Alta Aurelia at 6 and North Polk playing Forest City in an 8 o'clock matchup. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Felix Hernandez won his fourth straight decision and Jesus Montero homered and drove in 4 runs to lead Seattle to a 6-1 win over the Kansas City Royals. Hernandez is 4-0 with a 1.37 earned run average in his past 7 starts since a loss to San Diego on June 12th. While he leads the majors with 143 strikeouts, Hernandez struck out only 3, tying his season low as he allowed 1 run and 8 hits, throwing only 89 pitches in 8 innings. Will Smith, just recalled from AAA Omaha, gave up 4 runs on 8 hits and 6 1/3 innings while walking 2 and striking out 5 for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Boston over Chicago 3-1. Detroit beat the LA Angels 5-1. Oakland over the Yankees 4-3. Tampa Bay shut out Cleveland 6-0, while Baltimore defeated Minnesota by a score of 4-3. In the National League, Cincinnati beat Arizona 7-6. It was the New York Mets over Washington 9-5. Also, Atlanta defeated San Francisco 3-2, Chicago over Miami 4-2, and San Diego was a 1-0 winner over Houston. In other baseball news, Washington closer Drew Storen made his season debut Thursday afternoon, working a perfect 9th inning against the Mets as Storen was activated off the disabled list before the game, 3 months after having bone chips removed from his throwing elbow. The Nats also designated outfielder Rick Ankiel for assignment. Place catcher Jonathan Solano on the 15-day disabled list with a strained oblique muscle and recalled catcher Sandy Leon from AA Harrisburg. The 33-year-old Ankiel was batting .228 with 5 homers and 15 knocked in. New York Yankees left fielder Brett Gardner is scheduled for arthroscopic surgery on his troublesome right elbow next week, likely ending his season. Gardner had an MRI earlier this week after a third setback in his recovery from an elbow strain that sidelined him since April 18th. St. Louis pitcher Chris Carpenter is expected to be back for the 2013 season after surgery yesterday to repair a nerve injury in his right shoulder. The Cardinals say rehabilitation should take 2 to 3 months, and Carpenter should be able to have a normal offseason after being unable to pitch this year. The Kansas City Royals have optioned Vin Mazzaro to AAA Omaha. He's 3-3 with a .612 earned run average in 3 stints with the Royals so far this season. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Omaha falling to Oklahoma City in a 9-8 contest, while New Orleans beat the Iowa Cubs 9-1. Both Iowa and Omaha are on the road. Coming up tonight as Omaha plays at Round Rock, Iowa out west to face off against Albuquerque. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In golf, Adam Scott has tied a course record, shooting a 6-under 64 in the opening round of the British Open. Taking advantage of perfect conditions at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, the Australian bounced back from a bogey at number 3 with 8 birdies over the next 13 holes. He went to the clubhouse having tied the 64 that Tom Lehman shot at Lytham in 1996. Paul Lawrie, Zach Johnson, Nicholas Kolsarts each shot 65 in their first round. Tiger Woods was among a group at 67. Meanwhile, Rory McIlroy had at least one shot that he'd like to take back. His tee shot at number 15 went way left and hit a 16-year-old spectator in the head. After the teen was treated, McIlroy gave him a signed glove for his trouble and ended up with a double bogey on the hole. He still managed to finish the day in the pack with Woods, 3 strokes behind Scott. Luke Donald is into his second day today of the British Open without his regular caddy. Donald, the number one player in the world, still seeking his first major, said on Twitter that he had given caddy John McLaren the day off so that he could welcome his first child into the world with his wife Helen. Gareth Lord, the caddy for Robert Carlson, will be on the bag at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's today as Donald is trying to improve on his even par 70. Lord filled in for McLaren last year at Disney, where Donald made 6 straight birdies on the back nine and closed with a 64 to win, making him the first player to capture the money title on the PGA and European Tour in the same season. Now today it's Brant Snedeker's day to tear it up, as right now he's matching Adam Scott's total from yesterday. He's currently at 6-under par through 13 holes in his second round today, as Snedeker, currently with a 4-stroke lead, he's sitting at 10-under par through 13 holes on the tournament for today. Adam Scott is currently in second place. He's yet to hit the course today, as he posted that 6-under yesterday. Zach Johnson also not on the course yet. He's at 5-under after putting up a 65 yesterday. Paul Lawrie also is at 5-under par as he started his round now, and he bogeyed the first hole, so he drops back to 5-under. Ernie Els, Graham McDowell, Bubba Watson are all part of that group with Tiger Woods that sits at 3-under par heading into today's action, and none of them are on the course quite yet this morning. Well, the top player taken in this year's NFL draft is now under contract. The Indianapolis Colts have signed quarterback Andrew Luck to a 4-year, $22.1 million package. Luck completed 70% of his passes for 3,170 yards, 35 touchdowns, and just 9 interceptions for Stanford last season. His deal is similar to the one signed by Carolina's Cam Newton a year ago and the one signed Wednesday by Robert Griffin III with Washington. New England has all of its 2012 draft picks in the fold after reaching terms with Dante Hightower on a four-year contract. The 6'3", 270-pound linebacker from Alabama was a finalist for the Chuck Bednarik Award, the Butkus and Lombardi Awards, and he was also a consensus All-American in 2011. The NFL says Chicago Bears defensive tackle Nate Collins has been suspended without pay for the upcoming season opener for violating its substance abuse program. The league didn't say what the violation was. St. Louis Rams defensive end Robert Quinn is facing a drunk driving charge after being pulled over in a St. Louis suburb. Police say Quinn was involved in a one-car accident on an exit ramp of Interstate 270 at 5:38 a.m. on July 10th. Quinn was the Rams' first-round draft pick in 2011 and had five sacks last season. In the wake of the scandal at Penn State, the Big Ten Conference is considering a plan to give its commissioner the power to punish schools with financial sanctions, suspensions, and even the ability to fire coaches. The Chronicle of Higher Education reports that an 18-page plan is being circulated among Big Ten leadership that raises the possibility of giving Commissioner Jim Delaney such authority. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky was recently convicted of sexually abusing 10 boys, sometimes on campus. A report commissioned by Penn State said school leaders, including the late coach Joe Paterno, ignored allegations to avoid bad publicity. Meanwhile, the former chairman of the Penn State Board of Trustees has resigned from the board. Steve Garbin is the first board member to step down in the wake of an internal investigation conducted by former FBI Director Louis Free. The investigation found that Garbin was briefed twice about developments in the Sandusky case, but didn't share what he knew with the entire board. Carmelo Anthony and Darren Williams scored 19 points each as the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team beat Britain 118-78 in an exhibition game yesterday. LeBron James added 16 points and Russell Westbrook had 15 for the Americans, who built a 40-point lead early in the fourth quarter against their inexperienced and overmatched opponent. And in Olympic news, Rafael Nadal has pulled out of the London Olympics. The 2008 gold medalist says he's not in condition to compete. Nadal was set to be Spain's flag bearer during the opening ceremony and calls the decision one of the saddest moments of his career. He's not played since losing in the second round at Wimbledon. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.